Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, July 19th. Happy Saturday. Hope you're having a wonderful day and that the Lord's presence with you is palpable. We're beginning today in Luke's Gospel. We're making our way through Luke. It's a long book, but we're in chapter 16 today. We'll read the first 15 verses. And then in the Psalms, we'll just read one little verse, Psalm 7, 17. The title in the Message paraphrase is The Story of the Crooked Manager, Luke 16. Jesus said to his disciples, "There was once a rich man who had a manager. He got reports that that manager had been taking advantage of his position by running up huge personal expenses. So he called him in and said, 'What's this I hear about you? You're fired, and I want a complete audit of your books.' The manager said to himself, 'Oh, what am I going to do? I've lost my job as manager. I'm not strong enough for a laboring job, and I'm too proud to beg. I've got a plan. Here's what I'll do. Then, when I'm turned out into the street, people will take me into their houses.' Then he went at it. One after another, he called in the people who were in debt to his master. He said to the first, 'How much do I owe my master?' He replied, 100 jugs of olive oil. The manager said, 'Here, take your bill, sit down here, quickly now, write 50. To the next he said, "And you, what do you owe?" He answered, 100 sacks of wheat. He said, "Take your bill, write in 80. Now here's a surprise. The master praised the crooked manager. And why? Because he knew how to look after himself. Streetwise people are smarter in this regard than law-abiding citizens. They are on constant alert, looking for angles, surviving by their wits. I want you to be smart in the same way, but for what is right, using every adversity to stimulate you to creative survival, to concentrate your attention on the bare essentials so you'll live, really live, and not complacently just get by on good behavior." Jesus went on to make these comments. If you're honest in small things, you'll be honest in big things. If you're crooked in small things, you'll be crooked in big things. If you're not honest in small jobs, who will put you in charge of the store? No worker can serve two bosses. He'll either hate the first and love the second, or adore the first and despise the second. You can't serve both God and the bank. When the Pharisees, a money-obsessed bunch, heard him say these things, they rolled their eyes, dismissing him as hopelessly out of touch. So Jesus spoke to them, "You are masters at making yourselves look good in front of others, but God knows what's behind the appearance." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. As someone who stands up in front of people or reads God's Word to them daily, that was like a dagger to my heart. The Lord knows what is behind the appearance. We work so hard to get the approval of others or to do things well so that we will be applauded. But God knows our hearts. And so I just pray right now, Lord, that you would give us hearts that are fixed on your kingdom, and we would cleverly use our resources to prepare for our future with you, that we would be generous with what we have now, and that would be reflective of your kingdom come in our hearts and in our lives. And then as it relates to money, as it says in verse 13, you can't serve both God and the bank. Or in the NIV, it says, you can't serve both God and money. And so I want to ask the question, how can we use what we've been given, our money, our time, even our influence, as it hints about in this parable, to prepare for eternity? Our psalm for the day is Psalm 7:17. I'm going to read it in the New International Version. I will give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness. I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. We're reminded in the Psalms that we should praise the name of the Lord Most High because he is righteous. And we're reminded in Luke's Gospel that by God's grace, if we're honest in small things, then we'll be trusted with big things, honest in the big things. And so those are two prayer points for us. I want to start with praising the Lord, then asking the Lord to help us to be faithful. And then I want to end the prayer today in the tradition of Francis of Assisi, a prayer for participation in the peace of God. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word. We're reminded in it that you are righteous, you are good, you're holy. We praise you, O God, and thank you for the ways that we see you at work in our midst. Help us to have a global mindset, to know that you are a big God and you're at work all around the world. We pray for our brothers and sisters who are perhaps even in their Sunday morning worship on the other side of the globe. We pray for safety and for lives changed because of the gospel. We also pray, Lord, that you would make us faithful servants who are diligent in the small and the big things, that we're shrewd in the ways that we go about seeking your kingdom, and that we're generous and loving, and that we live in a way that helps others flourish. And now, Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Wherever there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is discord, union. Where there is error, truth. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may seek not so much to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen.